This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين respected علماء حفاظ قراء elders those who are going to view this in over 22 countries around the world. We say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh and Ramadan Kareem. In this auspicious month, we are trying to initiate or maintain a heightened level of consciousness. And in that regard, we are attempting to empower ourselves with knowledge of exemplary personalities, specifically personalities living at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we'll take a snapshot of the lives of individuals or families, and every day we'll try to learn something about a less known personality or someone whose name may be known but not much is known about them. So inshallah we're empowered with the knowledge of the lives of these great people. Many people follow reality TV, and we know so much about so many people who are insignificant in reality. And yet, the most important people who brought civilization to the world, we are bereft of the understanding. So not only are we trying to understand their lives, and it's a series for this Ramadan, but also maybe one lesson we can learn. Yesterday we learned about Sumayya and the family, about sacrifice and patient perseverance. So every night, a life of a person or a family around the time of the Prophet. And the lessons we can learn from that, and some anecdotes from their life, and perchance, we can try to improve ourselves, heed the message from their anecdotes, imbibe lessons from their sincere commitment and appreciating their honorable contribution. Our series is titled Nubala Hawl al-Mustafa, which means the noble ones around the chosen one, the righteous people, those phenomenal people who walked in the shade of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And tonight we focus on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah was the son of Mas'ud bin Ghafil and Abd. And hence his name was Ibn Abd, which basically means the son of the mother of a slave. As a teenager, Abdullah served as a shepherd for the people of Mecca, and more particularly for the flock of a chief named Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. This was in the outskirts of Mecca. On one such occasion, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while meditating, came across this boy tending the sheep. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for some milk, and he engaged the boy. And the boy responded in such a noble and answering questions of the Prophet. And the Rasul said to him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ إِنَّكَ غُلَامٌ مُعَلِّمٌ. He said, may Allah have mercy on you, young boy. You are indeed a knowledgeable young man. This encounter, which is the sunnah which we need to learn. We know we are focused on a lot of sunnah. The way the Prophet engaged this shepherd was such that this boy was so impressed, this teenage boy was so impressed, so much so that he attached himself to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the rest of his life, to the extent that some other companions referred to him as Dhill al-Rasul, the shadow of the Prophet. He became an aide of the Prophet, and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ النَّبِي وَمَا رَأَى إِلَّا إِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ مِنْ أَهْلِ. We never saw the Prophet except we thought that Ibn Mas'ud was part of his family, part of the group. And therefore, we look at how this person evolved. In the earliest days of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission in Mecca, when there was tremendous opposition, as you know, and as I mentioned, the majority of people who followed the Prophet, except for Sayyidina Abu Bakr at that time later on, but were women, slaves, foreigners, and the youth. And here we are today, 1.5 billion strong, because of those slaves, those women, and those youth. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was one of those ones. So when the Muslims were few, they could not read the Quran in public, and many of the Quraysh never heard the Quran in public. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, ما سمعت قريش هذا القرآن يجهل لها بقط. He said, nobody among the Quraysh have really heard the Quran. So who among you will read it loudly for them? This young boy said, I'll do it. It was a risky thing to do, specifically for the son of a slave who had no protector. And he read. And he read, Ar-Rahman wa 'allama al-Quran, khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. Next time you hear that, and everyone loves that surah, you'll think Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He read that for the first time in public. We hear Abdul Basit and everybody, read Ar-Rahman, read Ar-Rahman for us. He read it for the first time. And while he was reading, they beat him and kicked him. And then, when he finished, and they beat him because they thought this teenage shepherd, the slave of one of the chiefs, he had the audacity not only to accept another faith, but came to the Kaaba where their idols were, and in the presence of the chiefs have the guts to come and read the Quran. Who does he think he is? When he came back, he was bleeding, and his jaw was broken. And they tried to console him, and he said to the Sahaba, he said, shall I do it again tomorrow? They said, no, hasbuk, this is enough, no more. And throughout his life, not only was he the shepherd who became close to the Prophet, who read the Quran in public and was beaten for that, he participated in both migrations. He went to Abyssinia and came back, and he went with Rasulullah to Medina. He fought in the battles of Uhud and Badr, and took part in the Baitul Ridwan, and was with the Prophet when he returned to Mecca. He became eventually the authority of the Quran, one of the four people. And the Rasul said, if you want to go to read the Quran and learn the Quran, he said, Iqra. He said, read it to these people, and among them was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. A very famous incident where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of his companions, read the Quran to me. And he said it to Abdullah, Iqra alayya ya Abdullah, read the Quran for me. And he said, Iqra alayka ya Rasulullah wa alayka unzil, can I read it for you and you the one who received revelation? He said, yes, inni uhibbu al asma' min ghayri, I like to hear it from someone other than me. And he read the verses here in the recitation, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And how will it be on the day of judgment when each people will be asked to bring forth their witnesses, and oh Muhammad, we bring you as a witness over your people. And the Prophet started crying, and he said, enough, stop there. And he said, I turned to the Prophet, فَعَيْنَاهُ تَغْرِفَانٍ, and his eyes were tearing. And that's why the Rasul said, and testified to his authority on the Quran, this shepherd boy, son of a slave, he said, "Man ahabba yasma' al-Quran fardan kama unzil, falyasma'hu min ibn Umm Abd." If you want to hear the Quran being recited the way it was revealed to me by Jibreel, listen to it the way the son of the slave read the Quran. In other words, not meaning the son of a slave, but because they call him that, and Rasul elevated him. If you want to know how Jibreel read the Quran to me, listen to him. That's how Jibreel read the Quran to me. He was a small person, but significant person. He was one of the people when Yasir, which Ammar, I mentioned yesterday, became the Khalif in Kufa. He was also the one who went with him to be the scholar who taught Quran at that time. He had many words of wisdom for which you can learn, perchance that can be the lesson for us. He said, خير الغناء غنى النفس وخير الزاد التقوى وشر عما عمل القلب وأعظم الخطايا الكذب ومن يعفو يعفو الله عنه ومن يغفر يغفر الله له. He said, the best of love is the contentment of the self. The best provision for life is a righteous, to be righteous and pious. And the worst blindness is the blindness of the heart. The biggest sin is dishonesty. And know that whoever overlooks the shortcomings of people, Allah will overlook his shortcomings. And whoever forgives people, Allah will forgive him. He was described as a very small built and lean person. So one day while he was climbing the tree, some of the kids or someone were laughing because his legs were very thin. And the Rasul said, تَضْحَكُونَ مِنْ سَاقِي بْنِ مَسْعُودِ وَاللَّهِ لَهُمَا أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ جَبَلْ أُحُدْ. You're laughing at the feet of that man, of the legs of that thin man. Believe me, in the estimation of Allah, it's weightier than the mountain of Uhud. What was unique about him? A poor boy who became a regular in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became a shadow of the Prophet. One whose recitation the Prophet loved and who drove the Prophet to tears when he read the Quran. The first public reciter of the Quran, and whenever we hear Qiraat nowadays, again, a Qurra come from all over the world and local Qurra, you'll think of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud with the guts to read it when it wasn't safe to do so and people beat him up. We are perpetuating in Qiraat what was initiated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But most important for me in particular, this little teenage shepherd was inspired by the positive engagement of the Prophet. Prophet engaged him in a positive way. And the Prophet saw his potential in the seemingly insignificant person. And the lesson for us that we learn from this is how the seemingly insignificant can become noteworthy. And in reality, no one is insignificant. It's only a problem with our perception. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.